Hi, I'm your host, Kentavious, and the date is October 9th, 2020, and welcome to GovTalk, the information-based podcast where I state facts about the topic of the day while including background knowledge, examples, and my own personal opinion. Before getting started, I would like to thank all my listeners for tuning in today's episode and hope you're having a great day. And with all that said, let's get started. Hi, I'm your host, Kentavious, and the day is November 20th, 2020, and welcome back to GovTalk, the information-based podcast where I state facts about the topic of the day while including background knowledge, examples, and my own personal opinion. Before getting started, I would like to thank all my listeners for tuning into today's episode and hope you're having a great day. And with all that said, let's get started. The topic of today is the legislative branch. Congress is a part of the legislative branch and plays a big role in domestic policy. For those who aren't familiar with domestic policy is the administrative decisions that are directly related to all issues and activity within national borders. Congress can influence domestic policy with the writing of some laws and deciding which bills to act upon. Some important bills are usually introduced at the request of the president, such as the annual federal budget. The annual federal budget is used to finance a variety of federal expenses, which range from paying the federal employees to U.S. military equipment. Domestic policy differs from foreign policy, which refers to the way a government advances its interests in the world's politics. Foreign policies has to do with the policies between two or more nations. It focuses on building relationships and networks with other countries. Congress's job is to keep problems from developing into conflicts, which require military settlements. Now, moving on to discretionary and mandatory spending. Mandatory spending is money that lawmakers are required by law to spend on certain programs, for example, education, scientific research, and environmental cleanup, for interest payments and the national debt. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how do they determine who gets what? Many mandatory spending programs have spending levels that are determined by rules. Congress set the criteria to determine who is eligible to receive benefits from this program and the benefit level for the people who are eligible. And discretionary spending is spending that must be authorized by the government each year. Discretionary expenses are expenses that are non-essential, which means since it has no specific purpose, the money can be used for things such as, dining out or shopping because it is leftover money that you have after you have already paid your essential bills, the bills that you need to pay, as an example, since it serves no necessary purpose. This spending is optional. In contrast to the entitlement programs that are mandatory, which is by the number of eligible people, that was mentioned earlier. To determine who gets what, the president must first send an annual budget request that we also mentioned earlier, which tells Congress what the president recommends for the overall fiscal policy. The president can then sign the bill of Congress into law, such as rules, regulations, and instructions, which are all executive orders, which anyone can write, but only Congress can introduce it into legislation. Another power is the president can also veto bills Congress passes, but Congress may also override the veto, but they have to go through a voting process with the Senate and House of Representatives. In conclusion, all legislative powers in the government is secured in Congress, meaning that it is the only part that makes new laws and changes existing laws. And to close out this episode, I would like to thank everyone again for tuning in today's episode of Gov Talk. And don't forget to come back for next episode. It's been fun. I hope you found it informative and helpful. I'm the governor, and this is Gov Talk. I'm out.